So when you say suck it, what are you telling somebody?
It's just a gesture. I mean, it's not like I'm not saying get your head down there and suck it.
He's not the only one out there. His friends, people you see, you know, you hear him in the stores, everywhere you go. So it's not just him singling out doing it.
So we got a generation of kids yelling suck it.
Yeah.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
The episode called Holding Space, you download it, but you're allowed to not listen to it.
Right.
Okay? It's going to be like a 35-minute show where Chrissy and I are going to be really low-key. I'm going to change the opening music to some frilly corporate bullshit that I find on some music site. And then we're just going to talk lightly for 35 minutes about your inner child.
I think it's needed.
Yeah. And then we're going to say, oh, listen, it's about friendship. Take a listen to all this.
Yes.
When people ask me what the podcast is about, I go, it's about
friendship.
That's what I say.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the Sanders to my RFK Jr., Chris the Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Sketching a little bit of the RFK Jr., what do they call that?
Confirmation.
Confirmation hearing. Wow.
Yeah, nothing like your cousin coming out and calling you a predator.
Well, there's just a lot to be chewed on when it comes to RFK Jr., but all the Kennedys, I think, are in the same boat. So I don't want to talk politics on the show, but that is one of the more interesting 15 minutes of television I have watched this year. I will say that. And congratulations to everybody involved in making great TV for the afternoon. It's fantastic. So so here we are. Speaking of predators, Harvey Weinstein says he needs to get a trial quick and get the hell out of this hellhole. That's what he said to the judge. I need to get the hell out of this hellhole. Oh, I'm sorry, Harvey.
Yeah.
Did we bother you? Did we hurt your little pallywhacker? Oh, poor Harvey. Listen, you're getting all your comeuppance, and I think you deserve them.
Absolutely.
If any of the shit that is correct about you
is
true.
Yeah, didn't he? He's got medical problems and all this stuff, but I say keep him in there.
Yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah, good.
I mean, I think the judge overturned his first conviction for something or other, but then made him stay in jail while they proceeded with the second trial. It was like a technicality or something, and so... He said, no, don't go anywhere. Stay there. And listen, innocent until proven guilty, but he was proven guilty.
Yeah.
There's some technicality got him out, got him unguilty, and I think the judge saw through it. So, yeah, Harvey Weinstein, one of the more shitty people. Speaking of, like, Harvey and Weinstein in the movie-making business, I've been talking to a lot of friends here in Atlanta who are not super jazzed about the movie-making scene here in Atlanta
now. Well, I was reading something like it's decreased by 40%.
Yeah, it's shrunk by 40 or 50% over the last couple of years. I have family that works there. My brother works in the business. We have friends that work in the business.
Yeah.
And apparently the word on the street is the reason why Atlanta became such a popular place to film over the last two decades was the tax incentives that were signed into law by our state government here, giving essentially a bunch of tax rebates if you came and you filmed here and you hired locally.
Yeah.
So for years and years and years, movies could save tens of millions of dollars, you know, percentages off the top by X factor. And they could do that just by filming here in the city. Also, the weather is nice. You know, we don't have some of the drama that you see out in California, you know, the big studios and the big prices that go along with the big studios. And it costs $1 million to film on Rodeo Drive because they all understand the value and how much money floats around that movie making system. Well, the same thing has happened here in Atlanta. I had a friend that is like a site producer, someone who goes out and looks for
scout.
And he was saying that part of the reason why the Atlanta movie business is getting tougher and tougher is because you used to be able to go to knock on somebody's door and say, hey, I want to film at your house. And they would be like, sure.
Right.
And they'd be like, well, we'll give you $500 a day. When the going rate in Los Angeles might be like $10,000 a day, they would say, we'll give you $500 a day and we'll make sure everything's cleaned up when you're done. You know, we'll give you a new roof or we'll paint your walls or whatever. And people would be like, that's great. Fantastic. But now that it's been going on for so long here in the city, it's become very similar in nature.
Yeah, they've jacked the price.
Yeah, everybody understands the value of it. And so now they're no longer We're no longer a bunch of dumb rednecks out here in Atlanta. Now we're Hollywood types.
Yeah.
Now we know exactly what it costs to rent my house. $10,000 a day, I want craft services and a hand shandy by your on-site masseuse. No ice penis for me. I want it hot. So the business has really taken a knock here in Atlanta, and there's less filming going on here than has been in the previous 5 or 6 years, which is not good for the people who work in the business.
I know there's been a lot of money spent, too, with all the – we've built studios here, too.
Huge studios.
Mm-hmm. Tyler Perry, huge. Yeah. Coppola just built a huge thing.
He built, like, a hotel and a studio and, you know – yeah, the Tyler Perry Studios, and then that guy from Chick-fil-A, the
Kathy
Truett, Kathy and his son, they built a huge complex that was bought by the James Bond. What is that? The what do they call them? What was the studios? Anyway, James Bond, the company who makes James Bond, the production company, they bought into that big section. They built whole towns around these huge studios down south of Atlanta. Uh-huh. There was a guy that I knew, Ryan Millsap. He built a huge studio here. He took an old Kroger distribution center, like a grocery store distribution center. It was huge. I'm talking like hundreds of acres under roof, and he repurposed it into a studio when Kroger no longer needed the facilities, and spent millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. And now they're, you know, some of them are used and some of them are going empty. So we'll see what happens in the Atlanta business. Listen, I also think that Atlanta is a good place to film for a lot of celebrities because it's cheap to get a second home here. It's a rather nice place to live. And we've been seeing so many celebrities for so long, the novelty has worn off. It's, you know, it's like celebrities can come here and not feel super accosted.
Yeah, and I remember walking next to Owen Wilson on the Beltline like a year ago. I was like, wow.
I have a story about him that I just cannot share on air.
I think you shared it with me because I think I texted you about it when I, when I saw you.
I have a wild story about Owen Wilson, and I love him.
Yeah.
And I love him, and I love his brothers. One of my favorite movies of all time is a movie called Bottle Rocket, which is Wes Anderson's like second film. It is very much unlike most Wes Anderson films, and it's a story about like some essentially college kids who think that they're like big time thieves, but they're really not big time thieves. They kind of fuck up everything that they do. But Luke and Owen Wilson star in this movie, and it is just so incredibly touching and funny and brilliantly done, as all most Wes Anderson films are. And Owen Wilson is the star of this movie. He is so fucking good as this guy Dignan in the movie. And I used to quote this movie all the time. So I was such a big fan of Owen Wilson. And then A Chance Encounter, and it was wild. I mean, it was just wild. Of course, I saw that guy. I wish I could remember his name, but of course I'm not going to be able to remember it now. I was at a Target one time, and I what's his name? Liev Schreiber?
Yeah.
Is that Liev Schreiber? Liev Schreiber was at the Target with his wife, who is... who's his wife? This is where, you know, we might need a fact checker here in the studio. Liev Schreiber, and he is married to Taylor Neeson. He was married to Naomi Watts. That's who he was married to.
Yeah.
So I saw him and Naomi Watts in a Target here in Atlanta one day. I was like it was like 9:30 at night, and I was getting deodorant or something, and I was half cocked because I had been drinking at the bar, and I stop at this Target, and I'm, you know, in the like the grocery part, and then there's Liev Schreiber, and I could then a second take and a third take and a fourth take, and I said, hey, you're that guy, and he was like, yeah, hey, nice to meet you, and so I shook his hand, and then I was like, hey, you're that lady. I had no idea what their names were, and I was like, hey, you're that guy, and you're that lady. And they were all just very pleasant about it.
Yeah, they're regular people too.
Yeah, well, listen, when I get recognized on the streets, I have to take it in stride. I mean, it's...
You can't let it go to your head.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to be out there in public when you have a face that's known so well. When you have a face that's known by over 36 YouTube subscribers, there's a good chance that you're going to run into somebody that's going to recognize you. I mean, we have over 6,000 Instagram followers, 5,986 of which live in Venezuela. But if I was to go down there and allowed actually in the country,
yeah,
I'm sure I would be recognized everywhere on the street. The only place I've ever been recognized is Memfo. Memfo. Of all places. Yeah. Memfo. Some bartender in Memfo. Yeah. I thought you were putting me on there, actually, when that bartender recognized me.
Yeah.
I thought you were putting me on. I really did. I thought, Chrissy put me up to this. But no, I was famous. I was only famous for that one bartender, because I can promise you for the rest of the weekend, no one knew who I was. That tent went empty the rest of the weekend. But we had fun, didn't we?
We did have a great time, except when you guys got deathly sick at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, that is right. I do remember that. Yeah, we got violently ill.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
Good time.
Yeah, we got violently ill, and we had to bail on the last day. I was like, I'm sorry. I think we were there for half the day, and then
you
I was
got,
like,
the
we
flu or something.
We did, and I remember flying back to Atlanta and just not. Just feeling really shitty. Feeling shitty is one thing. Feeling shitty on an airplane is a different thing altogether.
Yeah.
And you feel bad that you're getting into an airplane, getting into a plastic tube that where everybody is circulating the same air. You really do feel bad. But this is pre-masks and, you know, no one wore masks. And what are you going to do? You want to get home. You want to go to your house. So while the best policy would have been just stay in the hotel until I felt better, then get on the plane. Fuck that. I didn't have the money to stay in the hotel. So I had to go. The plane ticket wasn't going to get changed. I had to go. And speaking of like being recognized. So I go up to this Starbucks, you know, the Starbucks. I go up there all the time.
Well, everybody knows you there. That's everybody like your cheers.
It is my cheers. Mm-hmm. I don't do a lot of drinking anymore. So when I go up to Starbucks, everybody says, hello, Brian. And it makes me feel good. And it's like one of the few interactions I have outside of the studio on a daily basis, right?
I witnessed it.
Yeah.
When I went up there with you that day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And everybody was like, Brian.
Allison did too. You know, I went out to lunch or coffee with Allison. Yeah. And the same thing happened. Uh-huh. And she's like, you really weren't kidding. Like, everybody does know who you are. And I'm like, yeah, I'm the guy. I show up here every morning. To be fair, there are also lots of regulars where I do see this happening too. Like, I'm not the only guy that they say, you know, they're just good at remembering names and making people feel welcome.
They gave us a special drink.
They did. Mm-hmm. What was it? Like caramel frappuccino?
It was a special pumpkin spice
something.
Something has foam.
Foam.
Yeah.
And then I asked for a cup of the foam and she said, no, I'm not allowed to do that. And I was like, even for Brian? Even for Brian?
Not for me?
Yeah. So I go up there the other day and there's this girl. But by the way, I have never been asked. I have never said what I do for a living. Never. Right? So it's my little place. It's my little safe house. I don't have to talk to anybody about what I do. No one has to. I don't have to worry that anyone has heard what I've said on the commercial
Smells
break.
Smells good when you walk in.
Smells
People
good.
People are so friendly.
Yeah. They know exactly what I want. The drink is usually ready. The usual? That's right. The usual? Yes. Get me highly caffeinated so I get anxious and then go on air. Please. That's what I want. Whatever that is. Give me that. So it's my little, it's like a little bubble. I don't have to worry about it. Like we go to this, you know, event at one of the schools the other night, and I very much worry that there's, that because our information is available to most of the parents,
right?
Like there was an email sent around a couple of weeks ago and the email accidentally revealed like CC'd everybody instead of BCCing everybody. And so what's the first thing that you do? You Google everybody's extension. Like, oh, he works at axcom.com. What's axcom.com, right? He works at tiddlywinks, you know, .org. Let me see what that is, right? It's just one of those things that I think everybody gets curious about and get curious about and you go start stalking people. That's what we do in the day of the internet. Fuck you. Okay, so that sounded like a 10-pound bomb went off. And that was just my
phone
dropping on the floor.
They're heavier than you think.
I know. Well, it's also this hollow table
that
picks up any noise in the entire house. But I also know that this works both ways. So now I know, not only do I know that they probably did their research before we even got to the school, that, you know, people are just whatever, they're nosy. But then I also know that now that everybody's email extension has been sent out there, that probably a good chunk of the parents understand who we are, what we do.
Okay.
So I go there and I feel a little bit uncomfortable.
It's the TCB one?
Yeah, don't ask me. Don't ask me. It was a mistake to give that one in the first place, but I did. I didn't think it was going to go out public. You know, I didn't think it was going to go out public. And if the administrators of the school know, well, then they know, whatever. But, you know, all the parents. Anyway.
Yeah, your secret's out.
Yes. So now my bubble is burst. Now I don't feel, you know, I quickly move through conversations. I move from one parent to the next so I don't have to answer any questions. You know, I know how to do this dance.
You know? Do a podcast?
Yeah. Hey, I noticed that you do a podcast. No. Not me. No, that was a long time ago. My twin brother does the podcast. I work for the podcast. I'm actually the guy who's telling him not to say all that crazy shit.
Yeah.
So that's not my bubble, but my bubble is over at the Starbucks. So I go in the other day and I'm having just a light conversation about television shows, a subject that comes up, right? It's something you talk about with strangers. Television shows comes up, and one of the girls behind the counter goes, you know what I love? You know what I'm watching? I'm watching Severance. You ever seen it?
Oh,
I go, oh,
yeah.
That gets me started, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I love Severance. Severance is so great. It's so good. And I go, I actually had a chance to work with, you know, to do some work for the Severance, new Severance podcast, blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah. So I don't think much of it. It's just conversation. I don't say what I do. I'm not even really thinking about what I'm saying. I just said that I was excited to do this, to do some work with the Severance podcast. So then this morning I go in there, same young lady, and I think that she may have caught on mm-hmm. to what's going on because of what I said. And so now I feel like my bubble has burst a little bit. I'm no longer safe in this Starbucks. So I'm going to have to find a different coffee shop to go to. I'm going to leave everybody at that coffee shop because I don't want anybody at the next coffee shop to know what I'm doing. Do you know what I'm saying, Chrissy? I am literally embarrassed of what we do here.
No, just embrace it. Just embrace it.
I embrace it and I'm embarrassed.
I know.
I embrace it when I'm not talking to people, but when I'm talking to people, I'm embarrassed.
I know the feeling.
It's a hard thing to get over. I know we've touched on this, you know, for, I don't know, we probably had this conversation
multiple times, yeah.
10 episodes, but I'm visiting it again because every time one of these things happens, then I start to feel that sense of like, how exactly do I tell someone what I do? Where they won't know the name of the show so they can never hear about all of the shenanigans I have decided to yap about on this silly fucking show. How do I do that? It's clear I'm never getting another job. I get that part. I'm okay with that. I've embraced that part. I'm not getting another job unless I create that job for myself,
yeah.
where even I will be suspicious of my own resume. Well,
should I hire Brian?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I want this guy as my CEO. I know it's my company and I'm hiring myself, but I don't know if I want myself working for myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Severance, I think I need to be severed.
Yeah,
I think I need to
true.
Have two different employees,
yeah.
right? But there's this sense of, you know, I don't know.
Nervousness?
Disgust about everything that I've done here on the commercial break. I'm feeling kind of beclemmed.
I have to say, I was at a party on Saturday night with someone that we both know,
yes.
you know, it was a birthday,
yes.
and her friend was introduced to me, and of course, it always comes around, what do you do? And, you know, Jeff pipes in, he's proud.
Yeah.
He is.
Shut up, Jeff!
Doesn't Astrid do the same thing sometimes?
Well, she knows that I feel a certain way.
Okay.
And so she has also taken your and like Jeff's road. She's like, we should be proud of it.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You should feel good about what you're doing. And I'm like, talking about ice penis? Is that really what you
well,
want me to
one
feel
woman,
good about?
She was like, I really want to listen to the show. You know that everybody says
yes,
the same thing.
Of course.
Let me check it yeah. out. And that's when I start backpedaling.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm
yeah.
like, no, no,
you
no,
know,
no, 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 no,
I don't where? Exactly know where to find it. I'm going to give me your number and I'll text you how you find that.
So she subscribes and she's like, what is the one to start off with? And I'm like, a deer in headlights.
It's like not ice penis.
Which one? Yeah. Which one? I was like, this is actually a good exercise for me to have one in my back pocket that we can at least feel good.
You know what? This is a good idea.
Yeah.
This is a good idea that you and I should do an absolutely in this tone of voice episode where
yes.
we just talk about
it's clean.
Yeah.
It's
where we talk about
let's talk about TV shows yeah, or something.
The benefits of therapy.
Yeah.
That's what we exactly. should do. The benefits of therapy. We should do it like a life coaching episode.
Life coach.
Listen, text me 212-433-3822. If you would be okay if we just put out one episode where Chrissy and I can point to that episode
yes.
for anyone, because if we can make it boring enough And if it can just be enough platitudes and, you know.
Yeah, where somebody's like, bullshit. Oh, okay, well, oh, okay. Not for me.
Same shit I hear from every other podcaster, right? Life coaching shit.
Yeah.
If we could just do one episode, if you actually, not even one episode, just give us 30 minutes because no one makes it past minute number 10 when you're talking about platitudes.
That's true.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Just let me rehash some old Jay Shetty shit.
Yes.
I'll put it out here. And that way, Chrissy and I can say, you know what you should start off with?
Start with that one.
Yeah. Start off with holding space. Mm-hmm. It's the name of the episode. Episode number 333. It's holding space. It's a great representation of what we do here.
Yes.
And I'll be like, well, Chrissy, I was fighting with my inner child this morning. I had a bad dream and I had to get up and I really had to hold space for myself. I had to take a walk and tell myself that my inner child is okay and just keep going. Things will get better.
Yeah.
And we'll just keep on going like that.
Forgive yourself. You know?
Let's take a phone call from a listener, mm-hmm. and then I'll be the listener we take a phone call from. I'll change my voice, and I'll be like, I love you guys. You've been so, you've helped me out in so many situations. Thank God you're here.
I like this idea.
Yeah, I do too. All right, we're going to have to do this.
We
Sorry.
Are.
It's because we're embarrassed of what we do. We're not embarrassed of you, the listener. We're embarrassed for ourselves.
We're thankful for you.
Yeah, we're thankful for you. We want you to stick around. It's the other people we worry about.
Yeah.
It's the people at Starbucks that I'm worried about, really.
It's the, yeah, it's the showpiece.
Yeah. Somebody's on to me. I feel it. I can sense it. I just got a different look today. And I was like, what did I say? What did I do? You also got to understand, after 800 hours of this fucking show, sometimes you're going to say things that
it's
maybe.
It's hard.
Yeah, that you just don't mean. You just, like, you're just saying it to say it. And yeah, okay. All right. So the episode called Holding Space, you download it, but you're allowed to not listen to it.
Right.
Okay. It's going to be like a 35-minute show where mm-hmm. Chrissy and I are going to be really low key. I'm going to change the opening music to some frilly corporate bullshit that I find on some music site. And then we're just going to talk lightly for 35 yeah. minutes about your inner child.
I think it's needed.
Yeah. And then we're going to say, oh, listen, it's about friendship. Take
right.
a listen to all
this. Yes.
It's about when people ask me what the podcast is about, I go, it's about friendship. That's what I say.
I still say the old, it's like us sitting in a bar talking about stuff we always did,
yeah.
but on air now.
Yeah, ice penis.
Ice penis.
I just can't get over saying, I don't know, ice penis sounds good to me. I like it. I like ice penis. Okay, listen to the ice penis episode. Skip the holding space episode.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. When we get back, I got a good one for you today. I think that we, you know, they say that imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Right.
I think we have been imitated, and by imitated by someone we have imitated many times.
We're about to go Inception.
Yeah, we're going to the third level of Inception with you. When we get back, John Anthony Lifestyle reviews Zon Perignon, almost in the words of the commercial break, reviewing Zon Perignon as John Anthony Lifestyle. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
One of my New Year's resolutions is to hear more of other people's drama. So help a girl out and tell us your drama at 212-433-3822. You can text it, or if it's extra juicy, leave us a voicemail with the full story. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And watch our video episodes at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. But also, you can find everything I just mentioned and more on our website, tcbpodcast.com. Okay, let's listen to our sponsors and send us your drama.
All right, and we're back. I was just reading that Limp Bizkit had sued Universal, claiming that they had never received any royalties ever for the music that they produced.
Huh.
And that they withheld royalties in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and so Limp Bizkit wants out of their contract so that they can go sell their music independently or whatever they want to do with it. And then the Universal Music filed a motion to dismiss, and then the judge partially dismissed the lawsuit. So that's crazy. I mean, there's nothing, Limp Bizkit is not my thing, never was my thing. But I do have to say this, is that Limp Bizkit probably sold a couple albums.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions. I mean, not hundreds. They probably made hundreds of millions
of dollars.
Well,
back in the day,
yeah.
For sure. How is this coming out now?
Well, I guess, you know, they did some kind of accounting and said, hey, where's all the money, right? And that Universal Music just didn't ever pay them any royalties. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Like after 30 years,
right.
All of a sudden you realize the royalties are missing. didn't think that check would show up
before now?
Yeah. And maybe that's part, I don't know why the judge granted the dismissal, but maybe that's part of it. Anyway, the music business is a hot fucking mess. You know who else is a hot fucking mess? John Anthony Lifestyle's a hot fucking mess. Now here, follow the bouncing ball, if you would please, children. Chrissy and I found Zon Perignon, whatever his name is, Perignon.
Like Dom Perignon?
Yeah, he's part Italian, part Asian. Don Perignon. We found him because of the 21 convention, a place where we have found a lot of pickup artists, and we decided that we're just going to review some of the content that's going on at the 21 convention, which is always a hoot and always just a bunch
always a good time.
Yeah, it's always a good time. It's always a bunch of Yahoos talking about Yahoo shit, trying to convince other guys, a few in the audience, that they too can get laid at any moment if they just follow these 10 steps, never giving any information that would clearly lead to you getting in an actual relationship. It's like, this is how not to get into a relationship is usually how it goes. So, you know, if you listen to the commercial break, you know. So we find Zon in this buried video in the 21 convention. And we have also done videos about John Anthony and John Anthony Lifestyle, who is another pickup artist who all of a sudden has decided he is going to break down pickup artist videos too. So get this, John Anthony Lifestyle pickup artist breaking down Zon Perignon's pickup artist videos. The coincidental thing is just how closely the two of us have broken down those videos together. The exact same video within 2 weeks of each other, and ours was first. Now, I have a suspicion, like I do about a lot of things. And I'm probably wrong about all of them. But
now
I have.
You've been right about a couple.
I've been right about a couple. Mm-hmm. I do have a suspicion that John may know that we have broken down his videos, and he may have been keeping an eye on our videos. And now he decided that since we broke down the Zon video, it was fit for King, just like him, to break down also. So now I present to you, if you follow this bouncing ball, the commercial break, breaking down John Anthony Lifestyle, breaking down Zon Perignon in this style of the commercial break. We are in the inception, children.
Yes, we are.
Here we go. Wow, he has really upped his game. Yeah, his intro is trash. But it's better than when we first started doing it.
Oh, yeah, he definitely has upped his intro.
He's definitely has upped his intro. He is now like a full podcaster. Mm-hmm. He's got the same microphones we do. He's got the same microphone stands we do. He's breaking down the same videos we are.
But like you said, imitation's the best form of flattery.
But the difference is, John has about 250,000 more subscribers than we have. So good. So you won on us, John. You have one up on us.
What's up, guys? John Anthony here from John Anthony Lifestyle. In today's video, we're going to be reacting to...
I love how he's in a studio, and the studio, the huge picture behind him that's in full bore is just some woman's naked ass. Mm-hmm. Lovely.
From the back, yeah.
You know what you're getting with a John.
Zon Perignon, the masculine energy of men who women adore. Okay, this is a clip from his talk at the 21 convention, which is a failing convention that is now ending.
It's a failing convention.
Convention. We talked about the same thing.
Anthony Johnson's fucking insecure loser is putting an end to that convention. There will be no more good riddance. Okay, when I spoke there in 2021, there were more.
Oh, when I spoke there in 2021, good riddance. Well, to be fair, there's a few conventions I've spoken at too where I clearly didn't want to be a part of it.
Speakers. Than attendees. You can believe that.
And I can believe that.
Oh, we can believe
it. Yes, I believe it. Yes. Yeah, we know.
They never pan to the audience.
That's right. They don't. Sometimes they'll get a couple of the heads in the front row.
Yeah.
And it's clear that there are many empty seats.
So powerful. I tried to write about the energy of men who women adore. They get a free pass. I tried to write about it. What do they have? What is the qualities that they have? What is the spirit that...
The qualities that...
Snap. Snap to it. What are these qualities? Give them to me. Zon Perignon.
Man has that women adore.
And you know, if you start from...
What's that?
That's all he said.
That's all he said. He goes light touch here. We go heavy touch. He goes light touch. It's two different styles.
Here, which is the center of gravity as a man here. I don't know anything about chakras, but if you do, imagine your center, whatever... chest.
I remember this video. I remember doing it. Yeah, you're.
I don't know anything about chakras, but
I don't know
right
anything
here.
About chakras, but there's something right here, and there's something right here. I got indigestion.
Our chakra.
Here comes the woo-woo.
You start from an energy force from here as a man, okay? This is incredibly important.
That's up.
John,
you are doing the exact same thing. Wrapping, like, telling every other PUA that their PUA style is bad, but yours is any better, is certainly the kettle calling the pot black, yeah. For sure. But you're like throwing the entire baby out with the bathwater here, because largely your shit is based on the same fucking tired, you know, semi-pseudo-scientific bullshit that every pickup artist uses. And you claim that you've bedded 4,000 women by using your system, quote unquote, which is to rotate in and out 17 women at any given yeah. night, which is horseshit. Unless you're paying for them, which we figured out you were.
It's like a Tyler Durden seminar. Hey, Owen Cook.
All right, guys. So you're going to have this little center here, okay? This is where all your power is derived, okay, guys?
Hi, I'm John Anthony Lifestyle. I'll be here all week.
Why did he turn it to black and white?
I don't know. It's an interesting editing choice, right? Yeah.
Start from here like this. Your energy as a man moves out into the world from here. And it goes up. And out. It goes like this.
Up and out, just like puke. Up just and out, up just and like out. The just like the sad searing acids in your stomach when you have bad diarrhea. Up and out, Chris. Up and out. Just like your jizz. Up and out.
The amount of fucking woo-woo nonsense bullshit that goes around the community is astounding. Right, look at this guy with his little fucking belt and his little bracelets here and his rings. The energy starts here and it goes out like this. Okay, guys, make sure you write that down. It sounds like the fucking dork from the the Fearless Man with Brian Begin. He sounds like that guy, too.
He's like, yeah, you guys are going to have this little energy inside you.
It's like, Jesus Christ. We'll put that video on the end screen, by the way, in case you want to check that out and laugh your ass off.
Wow, this guy's got a little comedy routine falling flat at every turn.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
It's a beautiful masculine energy. This is you being charming, being humorous, being inviting, being gracious. This is you saying, would you like some more wine? This is you saying, hey, can I get your coat for you? This is you telling a joke. And this is you, hey, guys, nice to meet you. This is a great, beautiful, upper energy, masculine beauty.
Right.
I guess breaking down the videos consists of him laughing at everything that Zahn says.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And then going to black and white.
Yeah, going to black and white for effect. Anytime you put black and white on a laugh, you know you're getting a laugh, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Hey, Marco, our video editor. Marco. Black and white, here.
That down. This is you asking her if she wants some more wine or if you can hang her coat up in your great masculine beauty. See, this is the problem with the vast majority of advice on dating.
It's no, like, here comes a token
nugget.
Of knowledge.
Yep.
What the fuck are you talking about? Let's be real here. What the fuck is he talking about? How would this translate into getting better with girls or running a better interaction? Okay, I'm in the interaction. Zan Perion told me that it all comes from here. And so I'm just going to let it all flow. The great masculine energy, the beauty, the nice things. It's woo-woo nonsense. It's like feel good mental.
What a good fuck. Did he say anything meaningful there?
No.
Did you hear anything that made any sense there?
No.
Was there one bit of wisdom that he gave that Zahn Perignon didn't? At least Zahn's trying.
Masturbation. Like, when you listen to this, you're like, oh, cool.
What do you say about masturbation?
I don't know. He says it's, I don't know. I'm already lost here. I don't know why we're breaking down this video in this manner. No, I don't know why he's breaking down this video in this manner.
Arm, empathy, sympathy, humor, all these beautiful qualities of man. Comes from here and moves out into the world. Imagine you're on a job interview. Everything about you is high. You're sitting across the table from the interview. Yes, I did.
Imagine you're at a job interview, raging hard on. You got a hot girl behind the desk, and you let out. You go up and out, up and out. Yes. Don't show her your boner. Don't show her your boner.
Listen, even your eye contact is high. You can feel it, right? You're like lifting, you're straight up as an arrow like this. And you're like, yes, and yeah. And then I did this, and yeah. And you're, everything is high energy. And it's a beautiful energy. It's a beautiful masculine energy.
You're on it.
He does it every time.
He does it every time. He laughs. I know this guy, this podcaster, who literally cut his laugh, and he'll drop it into his own show like a laugh track. I know he's doing it. I know for sure he's doing it. And it cracks me up every time. Yeah. I'm like, you're putting your own laugh track, which is yourself, into your own show? It's kind of weird, bro.
Job interview. So, son, tell me about some of your past roles at past companies. Okay, my eye contact is high, whatever that means. My energy is high, beautiful, masculine. Woo-woo bullshit. Call a spade here. What the fuck is he talking about?
Wow. There is like...
He's out for Zahn.
He's out for Zahn. But the amount of knowledge that we are gaining just by us breaking down, John Anthony breaking down, Zahn Perignon breaking down how you get a woman is unbelievable.
Michael Anthony Hall.
Yeah, Michael Anthony Hall. Oh, wait, isn't Michael Anthony from Van Halen? Isn't that the bassist from Van Halen?
I don't know.
Am I right about that? I think I'm right about that. Okay. Anyway, the amount of knowledge that we are getting from John Anthony.
Yeah, he's not providing
shit here. He's just laughing at Zahn.
Which is what we did, but we are not claiming to be the dating coaches.
Yeah, we're actually talking about what Zahn is saying. Yeah, we're not the dating coaches. That's right.
Okay. Now imagine from the same center of gravity here, your same heart originating place.
Zahn. It is funny.
From the same place where all your blood goes a couple times a minute. From that heart place, that heart thing.
There's an equal counterbalancing energy that is necessary to be a man.
Yin and yang, bros.
This is an energy that goes down.
I remember this.
Oh, yeah.
It's called taking a shit. No, what you need to know, okay.
Oh, wow. And then he pops up the free 30-minute strategy call.
Click the link below.
Free strategy call.
How good must your business be if you're doing 30-minute strategy calls on your...
Quick.
You know, I tried to do this, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
Is how to set up your Tinder profile, what to message on Tinder, what to text, how to set up dates, okay, what to do if she cancels or reschedules or flakes, how to walk up to girls in public and take them home or get dates set up,
how to walk up to girls in public and take them home. I dare you, bro. I dare you to show us how that works.
Well, he tried, remember, back in the original, I think the first one maybe that we ever broke down with him in Brazil,
that's right.
He had the tag team thing of the girl at the mall.
He brought a girl home from, like, you know, I don't know.
It was like one of those kiosks in the mall.
It was a kiosk in the mall, like a get your ear pierced here kind of thing.
And he asked her if she wanted to come over to, like, but he used Brazil.
She convinced the girl to come back to the house,
yep.
And then it didn't work out in his favor. But he tried. He pulls tail all the time.
He's got more in rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Run your date.
17 in rotation at any given time. Wasn't it 17? Didn't that what he said?
Keep your funnel full.
Keep your funnel full.
How to close your dates. How to keep the ones that you want. That's exactly what I teach on my week program, which is industry leading with over 1,250 testimonials.
Industry leading with over 1,250 testimonials. From who, John?
We looked at those. Some of those.
Yeah.
They weren't quite testimonials.
I mean, they're testimonials in a sense, but who's testifying is the question. It's the question.
Yeah. Right.
Find out more details about it and the pricing and options. You can book a free 30-minute call with the link in the description or pinned comment.
It's low on the floor. It vibrates.
It rolls across the floor like a smoke machine, just waiting to pounce on any pussy that comes our way.
You have energy, bros, coming from your center of gravity going down into the floor, and you can feel it vibrating. Can you imagine guys in the crowd like...
I'm funny. I have a laugh a minute.
Taking notes on this fucking dog shit.
Does he have a part, like, shaved into the head?
Yeah, he's got a part shaved into the head. That's a new thing the kids are doing. Mm-hmm. Shaving a line into your head because the part in your hair hasn't quite matured.
The body is lower. Your voice is lower. Everything's lower. This is your sexual desire.
Ooh.
Which in the West is a bad thing. Toxic. You rapist.
What? Whoa! Hey, God. Settle down, Zahn.
Zahn.
Right?
Now he's going to make
a rape joke. Am I right? Everybody's a rapist when they've got that lower penis energy.
This is you wanting to bend the world over. This is you seeing a heart-shaped ass say, I like this.
Heart-shaped ass and bending it over. Zahn, what are you teaching us? Okay, I'm John Anthony's side on this one. What exactly are you teaching us? To just grab it? Do you want us just to bend it over? To thrust right into her? What are you talking about?
Like that. That's your, it's, and I tell you this, it's given to you by God.
Now, not only have we learned that there's energy that comes up and is beautiful, but there's energy that goes down and causes vibrations, and it's given to you by God. Now you're much better off.
You fail. God, women, men, society, everything, when you like block off that energy, which we all do. Our Western society has been taught.
Well, yeah, if you're going to block off that attacky nature right. that men have to like grab a woman's apple ass, John, you're not teaching these guys anything that they really need to know. I mean, I agree with John Anthony here. This is all a little woo-woo bullshit, right? Your energy, your thrusting energy is not getting you any closer to a solid relationship with a woman. That's not going to happen. But I promise you, that John Anthony Lifestyle's 30-minute strategy coaching call is also not going to get you any closer to getting laid. This is all horse shit. Be a normal human being, for God's sakes. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Have you got a hankering down deep in your soul to tell us what's up? Well, I am encouraging you to do just that. Text us at 212-433-3TCB. And tell us what's going on. Give us the haves. Tell us the dirty secrets of your life. That's all we've ever wanted to hear. You can also leave us a voicemail at the same number. That's 212-433-3822. And also follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And if you want to see any video episodes, you can go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break and they are all right there. And if your hankering is not to tell us what's up, but it's for a new sticker, I'm sure there's probably one on the website. Go to tcbpodcast.com, click contact us and find I want my free sticker. I know you can do it. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts on anything and everything. Love you. Bye.
And back here with John Anthony Lifestyle, breaking down Zahn Perignon, The Commercial Break, doing the same thing to John Anthony. It's a little confusing, but try and keep up. We've already broken down this Zahn Perignon video. It's somewhere. I forgot. Oh, The Thrusting in Nature of Man is the name of the episode. Now I remember it. Probably in the 300s. I think it's the first video we did of Zahn. I think we did a better job than John Anthony did because all John Anthony seems to be doing is just laughing at Zahn
promoting his
and
own.
Pitching his own strategy course.
You eyes front, respectful, don't have any kind of this sexual energy at all, and it's wrong. It's wrong.
You want to embrace that sexual energy, otherwise you've failed God. According to Zahn Perignon.
Sure. And what do you say, John Anthony? And what's your strategy?
What say you?
Yeah, what say you, PUA man?
Sexual energy that moves on to the... It's like it's kind of like bass that flows in the floor. Boom, boom, boom. And women can feel it. They can feel it when they're energy of a, in the energy of a man who has that sexual vibration that floats on the floor. But here's the
dragging
key.
Dragging on the floor.
Dragging on the floor. Your dick just dragging on the floor. Ice penis, if you don't mind. Yes, yes. See what happened when that guy tried to get down on the floor with his energy? He got stuck on the cement and by his poor penis.
Yes.
And here's the key. You need both. Both energies. If you're only this upper energy guy, which all the dating advice out there, all the mainstream media... How to be more human.
Mainstream media.
I know.
What is mainstream media getting in on the PUA game?
How to take Toastmasters, how to be tell a joke, how to be more tell story.
Toastmasters? What is it, 1962? Toastmasters. Actually, I had a friend that just completed a Toastmasters course.
It's apparently, it's supposed to be good.
Yeah, it teaches you how to speak in front of people without, teaches you how to give a toast without totally flipping your fucking balls.
In storytelling, how to be more interesting, how to be, where to take a girl on a date is all of the instruction for men. Is how to be more of this nice guy upper energy. If you're only upper energy, when you say to a girl, hey, I like you, would you like to go for coffee? And she says, I have a boyfriend. You're top heavy and you fall over.
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. Humpty Dumpty fell on his balls.
Oh, I didn't mean anything by it. You didn't mean
Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. Humpty Dumpty forgot he had balls.
Anything by it? You didn't. I have a boyfriend. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know he had a boyfriend. You're sorry because she had a boyfriend?
You're sorry? You tried to verbally sexually assault a woman with her apple ass?
Zahn's trying to get hard. Yeah. And not in that way, but
yeah.
He's trying to be tough.
I think Zahn's been trying to get hard for a long time. Why am I so soft in the middle now?
Okay, I respect that. And I'm doing my job as a man. So this upper energy is what's being taught. This is why we have a generation of nice guys.
So his upper energy is code for platonic nice guy, I guess. And his lower energy, which was given to us by God, is like embracing the fact that you like girls and you're attracted to girls and sexualizing, I guess. It's just such a dumb way to like try to paint this stuff. Imagine you're a guy and you're trying to fucking follow this. You're like, okay, my top energy is
black and white. Nice.
Here we go. Black and white for effect. Used by all the great filmmakers, I might want to remind you. For Francis Ford Coppola.
Scorsese.
Spielberg, John Anthony lifestyle.
in Toastmasters. And I need to embrace my lower energy that's going down, that the girls feel like vibrations and bass. It's insane. Like I've wasted so much of my adult life here looking at these gurus and quotes, okay, and pointing out how retarded everything they're saying happens to be. Okay, if you
are one of these human beings.
Yeah.
We also have wasted a lot of our life watching you try and convince us that you can pull any girl in the world, when in fact, the uglier secret might be that you're paying some of them.
Watch this, like without a critical mind, you're like, oh, cool, like there's these diverging energies and they come together and in harmony and symbiosis.
I think he keeps dropping in his own laugh track.
I think so too, actually. I was just gonna say the same thing. I think there is a laugh track.
Yeah.
And when he does it, there's always that, you know, he's always panning in on himself. Why do we need to see you close up laughing? Marco, get this shot. Now, just drop that in whenever I say something funny. Thanks.
And the key to getting girls is just to embrace that lower energy more. Like, what the fuck is he talking about?
In your basement suite, playing World of Warcraft, not going out and meeting girls, or you're being taught upper energy things, which are good things. But if they don't have the counterbalance of that beautiful lower thrusting energy.
Thrusting energy.
Beautiful, lower, beautiful, thrusting.
Lowing, thrusting energy. Don't you love it, Chrissy, when some strange man with a beer belly comes up?
He's dragging his balls down the floor.
Just dragging his dick across the floor. His old man, Harry T's, just coming out the bottom of his pant leg. And he starts banging his hip on your ass.
The spanking energy. If you don't have that.
You need the thrusting and spanking energy, bros. God is depending on you.
Then you're a nice guy. Women are dating nice guys, and men are learning, okay, how to go down on a woman, how to, her anatomy. They're reading all these books.
I can almost hear the gears grinding inside of John Anthony's head. It's like, I look at him, and I just hear...
John or Zahn?
Both. Yeah. I think Zahn, at least he's a good bullshitter, right? He's got a flow. He's got something going on up there. I don't agree with any of it, but he's got something going on up there. He knows how to talk, right? John just laughs, and like you can see, it's like he's mouth breathing. He's trying to figure something out.
Programs and like how to please a woman, how to massage her with right oils and candles for the right. They're pleasing women. And women say, I want that guy. Yeah, sign me up. No, you don't. You don't want that guy. Guy goes down to you for 45 minutes. You could get yourself off in 2 minutes with your fingers.
Well, thanks for pointing that out. Now none of us have a chance, Zahn. Listen, every woman already knows this, Zahn. Some may enjoy having a sweaty, hairy man on top of them. Some may just do it because that's part of the game. Some say, I occasionally enjoy having sex with a man. Everybody knows, and men too, that it's much easier to get yourself off than have somebody else do it. Yes. But occasionally it's fun to make it a two-player game. It's just like Nintendo Switch. Occasionally it's fun to do a two-player game.
But it's nice. It feels good. It's cool.
Now he's trying to make the argument that women don't enjoy oral sex because they can come faster with their fingers.
John.
Who told him that one? God?
Do you have no...
No. I know that after having bedded 4,000 women across the world, that mouth of yours is probably pretty good at going down on women.
Oh, nothing.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
You ever had... The other week I cleaned out my disposal, and in the pee trap,
yep,
there was just like this weird, smelly gook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I imagine that's what's on Jan Anthony's beard.
That makes you think this guy's incredible.
Try to follow this. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? Seriously, it's like pure nonsense.
Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is.
Like, yeah, so he painted nails. He might have painted nails, too. These are all the gurus that everyone has to rely upon. We've got Ross Jeffries pushing speed seduction and neurolinguistic.
We haven't done Ross. Oh, thanks for cluing us in here.
I mean, otherwise known as NLP. And then going on a podcast and admitting that he's below 100 lay count. Okay, and guys are like trying to memorize
these
100 lay count. What in the world? What in the world? You call it a lay count? I think it's called a body count, first of all. I think that's the nomenclature all the kids are using. But second of all, under 100, I'd love to be over 4. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. What does that matter?
Yeah, oh, my God.
Little different routines, these language patterns. Oh, I'm gonna make her addicted to my cock with my little fancy language patterns. No, you're not. Okay? And you're not going to do it by embracing...
Addicted to my
cock. We've got
to
see this guy.
Ross Jeffries.
Ross Jeffries. Yeah,
write that down. Let's make sure we get a note. Where's the notebook? I think we need the notebook back.
We need the notebook for sure. Where is that?
I don't know, but I think we need it because, you know, we need it. Now we need it.
Ross Jeffries. Yeah. Well, he just referenced something about the NFP.
NLP.
NLP.
NLP. Okay. I have heard of this.
We did. NLP. Somebody else referenced that.
Someone else put this. The neuro language processing or something like that. Yeah.
This dichotomous energy as well. The way you're going to start banging a lot of chicks, or at least having a lot of hot girl options to turn into a girlfriend or to put on rotation, is by learning how to text, learning how to set up your online profile, learning how to run a date, getting good at bringing most girls you take out on a date back home.
I'm going to go run a date real quick.
Hey, you don't mind if I practice getting good at texting with you, do you? I just got to do a couple practice texts. I got to put in the reps. I got my 30-minute strategy call in a few minutes. Can I? Hey, dick pic. Dick pic. Get good at texting. Get good at texting. What are you talking about? Oh, my God. Oh, John Anthony.
He's going to show us it all.
I do love you. I do love you.
If only we could get in on that strategy call.
If only we could get in on that strategy call. Well, listen, it's not to be, at least not right now. All right. Here's what you do. Well, you know what? First, I want to say this. I want to say that if you like the show, despite all of my musings and my arguments and my embarrassment, if you like the show, sharing is caring. Do us a favor and share it with someone who you think might like the commercial break. That's like the biggest favor you can do, is we get text messages all the time. I love you. You know, there's anything we can do, blah, 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 blah. Here's something you can do. You can share the show. Share it on your social media. Share it to a friend. Put it on your next PTA meeting website or something like that. You can help us out by simply sharing the show. We certainly would appreciate it. Also, like and subscribe on your favorite podcast player. That's a big one. Follow us, Spotify, Apple, the free Odyssey app, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Make sure you follow us so that you get those downloads. You can also talk to us, 212-433-3822. That's 212-433-3TCB. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we take them via voicemail or text message. And yes, it will be one of us, someone that works here at the commercial break, responding to you. Oftentimes, Chrissy, I will respond because I'm just here.
Yes, you do.
Late night, having some fun doing endless editing.
Watching TLC.
Yeah, avoiding my responsibilities with my wife and children. So I'll just sit here and respond to text messages. That's a favorite pastime of mine.
Good.
So 212-433-3TCB. Let us know how you're feeling. We certainly would appreciate it. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok. And now every single episode of the commercial break is available on YouTube. Check out the new studio. Chrissy and I here having some fun. It looks good. I think it sounds good.
It does.
And our video editing production team is just doing a fantastic job. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. And those videos usually air the very same day that they air here on the RSS feed. Also, tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video right there on the website if you so choose. Okay, Chrissy. I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Yeah.